paragraph Chof Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas chaloyim paroi. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain paroi's dream to us and what we learn from it. Shero sheva paroi's toivois v'sheva rois. He saw seven fat, healthy, beautiful cows, and he saw seven ugly, skinny cows. V'tivlano haporois harois es sheva paroi's hatoivois. The seven ugly, skinny, fat, skinny cows swallowed up the fat, beautiful ones. Vatovoino el kirbeno, and those fat cows went down their food pipe into their stomach. Voloinoida kibo el kirbeno, and these skinny cows didn't even gain no weight. They didn't get any fatter. It wasn't noticeable at all. These fat cows just disappeared off the face of the earth. Umareen ra korishon, and the skinny cows looked just as ugly and skinny after this steak dinner as before the steak dinner. Shepis Roinoi, the interpretation was, Al Sheva Shnei Asova V'Sheva Shnei Harov, regarding 7 good years of plentifulness and 7 years of famine that were going to hit the world at that time. Shehem Bechinas Toiv Vora. This is the concept of good and bad. Shohora Mezgaber Al HaToiv Ad She'en Nikra HaToiv. And sometimes the ra, the bad, the evil, is so powerful that it swallows up the good at mamish, where the good seems to have disappeared, like it's gone. It doesn't even exist anymore. Kemuvon bedivrei Admor Zal b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Nun Dalet in Likutei Moran. Ki atzadikim shabadoir heim bechina sheva knei hamenoira kemuvon bezoyar, because we know that tzadikim of the generation represent the 7 parts of the candelabra of the menorah. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, She'omru l'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi, the students of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoi said to their Rebbe, Antu denaharis l'shvio, you are the one who shines your light to all 7 rungs of the menorah. These were his 7 closest students. Ki kol hatzadikim klulim b'shivaroyim, because all the true tzadikim are a composite of the 7 shepherds of Klal Yisrael, Shehem Bechina Shiva Knei HaMenorah, who correspond to the 7 parts of the menorah, Shezeh Bechina Sheva Shnei Asova, which corresponds to the 7 years of plentifulness, Shehem Bechina Toiv, that's the good side, V'Alkein Nikroim B'Shem Sheva Shnei Hasova, and this is why it's referred to as 7 years of Sava, that's the word, Bechinas tzaddik oichel soiva nafshoi. There's a pasuk that says that the tzaddik eats to satisfy his soul, not for physical pleasure, but for spiritual elevation. So we see that soiva is the union of the tzaddik. So the 7 years of soiva represent the tzaddik. Kal yedei hatzaddikim zoichem le'emuna, because through tzaddikim we are zoiche te'emuna. Through which a person is zoiched to all the different levels that are mentioned over there in that chapter on the Likutei Moran and the Torah Tikku Teichocha that this halach is based on. Ad shezoichin lahachnia mezoina de gufa ulahagber mezoina de shmosa. Till eventually the person is zoiched to subdue the physical desires, the physical food, and to elevate and strengthen the spiritual desires and the spiritual food, the soul food. Shehu Bechinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem Royi Lo Yechzor. Hashem is my shepherd, I lack nothing, I am totally satisfied, I am Savea. How? Through Hashem Royi, by connecting to Hashem through the shepherds, the 7 shepherds, this Roi. Shezeh b'chinas tzaddik oichal l'soiv anafshoi. This is what the Pasuk says, that the tzaddik eats to satisfy his soul. The tzaddik is zoichet to svia, to be satisfied, to feel full. B'chinas sheva shnei asova, corresponding to the 7 years of plentifulness. Aval yesh kenegdom horoyim v'hamanhigim shel sheker, b'chinas neviyei sheker. But corresponding to the true tzaddikim, there are the fake and phony ones, the false prophets. Shal yodom bilbul hamedame, They are the ones who cause the confusion, the unclarity of the Medame, where the Jews don't know which way to go. They don't know which way is up. Is this Hashem or is that Hashem? Is this the Shehem Bechina Sheva Shnei Arov? They represent the 7 years of famine. That represents the materialistic, physical desires of the person from which famine is associated with. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, ubeten reshoim techser. The stomach of the Rasha is always lacking. Even after he just finished eating a 12-course dinner with all the trimmings and everything, as soon as he's finished, he's hungry. He's hungry or he wants more, or he's thinking about his next meal at least. So they are, the Rishuim, are in the category of hunger, you know, the 7 years of famine. And at times, the evil overpowers the good, to the point where the good becomes just about invisible because of the evil that's covering it up. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says there, Vatovoino el kirbena, that the fat cows were swallowed up by the skinny cows. They came into the stomach of the skinny cows. Veloinoida kibo el kirbena. You couldn't tell that the fat cows were inside the skinny cows, because the skinny cows remained completely skinny. Shesheva porois horois bechinas hora bechinas nevi'a sheker dahainu horoyim v'manhigim shel sheker. The seven skinny, ugly cows, which represent evil, which represent the false prophets, meaning that it represents all the false leaders and shepherds of Klal Yisrael, mastirin umechasin oyer hatzadikim amitim. They hide and block and cover up the light of the true tzadikim, ad she'ein nikorim klal, to the point where we can't recognize, we can't identify them anymore. We can't identify where the true tzadik is. Ve'ein royin oisim klal, and we don't see them at all. Ki'ilu einam boilam chas v'shalom, as if they were no longer in the world, chas v'shalom. V'atikun al yedei hatzadik hagodol, b'chinas Yosef. And the tikun for all of this is through the greatest tzadik, who is b'chinas Yosef, shehu roye v'yodeya eskol zois. He sees all of this going on, and he understands it completely. Ve'oisek l'saken kol zois, and he's involved in correcting all of this. Legalois oyer ho'emes boilam, to reveal and broadcast the light of truth in the world. V'al kein omar, and this is why Yosef HaTzadik said, yase paroi, v'yafkeid pikidim. That's why Yosef HaTzadik said that Paroi should set up a system where he should appoint officers al horetz over the land, v'chimesh eseretz Mitzrayim b'sheva shnei asava, and they should divide up the land during the 7 years of plentifulness and set up these huge warehouses underground to be able to help that, you know, preserve the tvua. And they should gather up all the excess food of the 7 good years, the 7 years of plentifulness. Hainu shehu metzave, Yosef HaTzadik instructs, sheyasu pekidim umemunim sheikbitzu es kol atoiv shemezgal al yidei atzadikim amitim shembechene shnei v'shnei asova, that we should gather up all the goodness that's revealed by the true tzaddikim, who are represented by the 7 good years. Ki ha-Torah k'doish ha-shem megalim nikra b'shem oichel. Because the Torah, the Sforim, that the true tzaddikim reveal, that's our food. That's our bread and butter. That's our steak. K'may she-kosev, as the Pasuk says, l'chu lachamu b'lachmi. Go do battle with my bread. Again, speaking about the Torah. These psukkim are written about the study of Torah. Hainu sheyik betzu es kol atoiv shuat Torah shemegalim atzadik mamitim sheyir ho'ichel epikodim. This means that we should gather up all the good, which is the Torah that the true tzadikim reveal. Sheyir ho'ichel epikodim. And all of this food should be set aside. It should be designated as reserved. So that the Jews will have what to support themselves with, what to sustain themselves with during the 7 years of famine, chas v'shalom. They'll be able to use that Torah, all of that Torah that they acquired from the true tzaddikim. Meaning, they'll be able to use the Torah that they got from the good side to sustain themselves and to block the forces of evil, the false prophets, the false leaders, from being able to have any hold over them. Because so long as a person doesn't know who is the true tzaddik of their generation, tzrichin lefarneis ulehachyos esatzmon b'hatoyra shegilu lanu atzadikim amitim shelefaneinu. The person has to sustain himself and to exist on the Torah of the tzaddikim of the previous generations. Until you succeed in finding the tzaddik of your generation, you have to rely on and try to use as much as possible the Torah of the tzaddikim of the previous generations. And we have to go in their path. We have to follow their guidance and advice. Ad sheyirachem Hashem yisborach aleinu, until Hashem will have rachmonis on us, v'igal elonu es hatzadik yemesh shebedor hazeh, and reveal to us who are the true tzadikim of our generation, sheyesh lem b'chinas ruach nevua, ruach hakodesh, who possess this prophecy, this ruach hakodesh, sheyesh lohem koyach levarer hamedame, and they have the ability to sort out this medame, ulegaloi suemuna boilam, and to broadcast, to reveal and broadcast true faith in Hashem to the world. Ukemuva bedvoreinu, Rav Nosnal says, as I've explained in another place in Likutei Halachos, al posuk regarding the posuk in Shir Hashirim, imloi seidiloch hayofa banoshim, tseiloch beikve atzoin, ureiyes gdiyoy sayich. Rav Nosnal explains that pasuk as follows: Dehainu, she'im ein yoidin kneses Yisrael, shenikroim hayofa banoshim, im ein yoidim lamiles karev. If the Jewish people, who are referred to as the most beautiful of all the women, if they don't know who to come close to, who is the true tzaddik, what should they do? Tzrichin le'esato leilech be'ikve atzoim. They have to follow in the footsteps of the sheep, meaning, dahainu bedarkei avoiseinu akdoishim asher mi'olam. We have to follow in the footsteps of our forefathers, of our heritage, our tradition. Kama shapirish Rashi shom al posuk zeh, as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there on the posuk, histakli bedarkei avoiseinu harishoinim. Look back at what your forefathers did. Look at their derech. Look how they lived, and emulate them. Use them as your example. Ayin Shom, look over there in Shir Hashirim, and also Ayin Kol Zeh beHilchas Birchas Hareach. Take a look in Hilchas Birchas Hareach, where Rav Nosson Zal expounds on this part of Shir Hashirim. V'zehu, and this is why Yosef HaTzadik said, V'chimesh Eseretz Mitzrayim, split up the land of Egypt. Zebechinas hey dehashishi. Yosef's put emphasis on the chomesh. He said, focus on the chomesh, on the number, on the five. That's that letter hey of the word hashishi. Bechinas chamisha chumshei Torah, shem klal hanavua, shemamshich matzadikim. That's the five books of the Torah, which represents the full, the total package of prophecy that the Nevi'im try to share with us and teach us. That's what helps us be zeichet to sort out and to clarify the medame, shehu bechinas paroi u'mitzrayim, which is associated with paroi and Egypt. Kamuva b'makamachra, as Rabbein Azal discusses in Torah Nun Dalet, haynu sheikar ho'ichel v'hatoiv shenim shachay debchinas sheva shnei hasova shem bechinas tzadik mamitiim, the main food and goodness that we draw upon ourselves during those 7 years of plentifulness, which are synonymous with the seven shepherds, the tzaddikim, the main food that we draw from the tzaddikim is what? Bechinas ruach nevuah, is that spirit of prophecy, shubechinas klal ha-Torah, which is the entire Torah, bechinas chamisha chumshei Torah, the five books of the Torah, bechinas hei da hashishi, which correspond to that hei of hashishi, the sixth day of Sivan, when Hashem gave us hei, the five books of the Torah, shaydei zeh nizgale emunas chidesh olam, because this is what helps us to reveal the newness of the world. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, this is what helps us to believe in Chiddush Olam of the past, and this is what will lead us to the Chiddush Olam of the future. This is why the Gemara tells us that even after Hashem created everything, it was very unstable. It wasn't really in place until the sixth day of Sivan. Shezeo bechinas hei da hashishi. That's that letter hei of hashishi. Yoim hashishi vayechulu hashemayim v'aretz, emphasizing the greatest sixth day, which is the shishi sheba Sivan.